Part of this frame is a hedge of protection. God has a boundary around your life that the enemy cannot cross. A friend of mine was driving home from work the other day and stopped at a light. When it changed to green, he cautiously looked to the right and looked to the left. As he was about to go forward, something said to him very strongly, "Look again." He looked back to the right a second time. A car was coming full speed, never attempted to stop, ran right through the red light. If he had not looked that second time, he would have gotten broadsided. There's no telling what would have happened. What was that? The frame. If it's not your time to go, the enemy cannot take you out. That frame that's been placed around your life was put there by the most powerful force in the universe. That's why the psalmist said, 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand. I'm not worried. It can't come near me. I know there's a frame around my life. Nothing can happen without God's permission. I had somebody complaining to me once about how they were hit on the freeway. It totaled their car. They were upset and discouraged. They didn't know if their insurance was going to cover it. It was a brand new car. The feeling I got from them was that God had let them down. They said, "If I have this frame, how come I had an accident?" Well, keep the right perspective. You may have lost your car, but because of the frame, you didn't lose your life. Because of the frame, you're not paralyzed. Because of the frame, you can still see and talk and hear. I'm convinced God protects us from so many things we don't even realize. We think sometimes, "I didn't have anything good happen to me, just an average week." You can thank God for what didn't happen. Because of the frame, you didn't have an accident. Because of the frame, you're not in the hospital. Because of the frame, you didn't get laid off. Because of the frame, your children are still healthy and whole. A few years ago, I was in San Antonio at Brooke Army Medical Center praying for some of our soldiers. This hospital specializes in treating people who have burns. I left one room and a couple stopped me and asked me to go in and pray for their son, who had been burned badly when he was a soldier in Iraq. In the middle of the night, he'd been on the Army base refueling the large tanks of gas. He was all alone about a mile from the main area when something caused the tanks to ignite. When he woke up, he was 20 yards away, flat on his back, on fire, unable to move. He was wearing ammunition that could explode at any moment. Out of nowhere, two Iraqi civilian men showed up and started rolling him in the dirt to stop the fire. Without those two men, he certainly would have burned to death. What's interesting is that those men were not allowed on the base. They were in a secure area at 3 o'clock in the morning. The parents said those men had to have been put there by God to save our son. What was that? The frame. It wasn't his time to go. The enemy doesn't determine your destiny. God does. God is bigger than an explosion, bigger than an accident, bigger than a car running a red light. God has you in a frame.